In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every once in a while, someone will ask me, if Jesus was Jewish, why are we Catholics? Well, the easy answer is that Jesus converted. But in fact, it's a very good question. The interrelationship between Judaism and Christianity is profound and highly complex. And in many ways, we might say that being Christian is just another way of being Jewish. We can see this interrelationship clearly in today's reading for the second week of Lent. Abram was the original name of Abraham, who is revered as the father in faith of the three great monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The strange episode recounted in the first reading, where Abram cuts the carcasses of animals in two and places them on the ground, and at nightfall the Lord passes with a burning torch between the pieces. This episode is considered by scholars to be a reenactment of an ancient treaty or covenant ritual. The idea is that when parties to the covenant passed between the halves of the sacrificed animals, they bind themselves to one another in such a way that disloyalty to the covenant will tear each of them in two, as the animals have been cut in two. The covenant that God made with Abram was based on Abram's faith. His was not a faith in abstract propositions or intellectual arguments. Rather, it was a living faith, a relationship of love and obedience, which enabled him to trust in God's promises, to leave his family home in Mesopotamia, and to come to dwell in the land of Canaan. Abraham became the father of Isaac and the grandfather of Jacob, whose 12 sons were the ancestors of the 12 tribes of Israel. And so the covenant with Abraham is seen as the foundation of God's election of Israel as his chosen people. And it is also the beginning of salvation history, which includes the Exodus, the Mosaic Law, the Promised Land, the monarchy of King David, the great prophets, and the temple worship, all the great figures and themes which make up the Old Testament. The New Testament, the new covenant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is built upon this salvation history of Israel. But its defining event is the resurrection of Christ, his conquest of sin and death. It is the glorious body of the resurrected Christ, which St. Paul preaches to the Philippians. We have our citizenship in heaven. It is from there that we eagerly await the coming of our Savior. He will give a new form to this lowly body of ours and remake it according to the pattern of his glorified body. These two elements, our Jewish heritage and our Christian revelation, the Old Testament and the New Testament, come together in the gospel story of the Transfiguration. Jesus had taken three of his disciples, Peter, John, and James, up a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, his body assumed the glorified form, changed in appearance and dazzling white, which his resurrected body would have. And suddenly there appeared with him two of the greatest figures from the history of Israel, Moses representing the law and Elijah representing the prophets. They too appear in glory, and they speak with Jesus about his exodus, which recalls the exodus of the Hebrew people from Egypt, but which refers here to his passion, death, and resurrection, which he was to fulfill in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the holy city, which was built on the ancient site of Mount Moriah, where God had once commanded Abraham to sacrifice his beloved son, Isaac. That sacrifice was prevented by the angel of the Lord, who said, "Do not harm the boy, for now I know that you fear God, for you have not refused me, your own beloved son." And on Mount Tabor, the site of the Transfiguration, the voice of the Father was heard saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, my chosen one." Jesus, God's own beloved Son, would be sacrificed on Mount Calvary for us men and for our salvation. But on the third day, God raised him up, the victor over sin and death. The wonderful interconnections between these readings help to remind us that the covenant which was first offered to Abraham and his descendants and was given in the law, both oral and written, to Moses on Mount Sinai, found its fulfillment in the life, death, and glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that New Testament has now been extended to us, to people of all times and places, that we too may share in the promise of God's mercy and the hope of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.